on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I got married 2 years ago, and I just started the process to change my last name this week.
Y'all, we were shocked when we found this out yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
We found that we have an uncensored podcast, in case you don't know. And that, by the way, it's uncensored. So before you go seek it out, Kramer and Jess uncensored, just a little heads up on this. Do you want to explain why it's taking you this long to do this?
Yeah. So obviously we did a deep dive into this conversation on our uncensored podcast. But ultimately, I did not feel ready right away to change my name. And I'm keeping my maiden name, and I'm basically just adding Garage Boy's last name as well.
Yeah.
And I have always wanted to have his last name. I intended on doing that, but it wasn't until we got married that I had this feeling that I couldn't necessarily understand and identify where it was coming from. But I was going through this journey of like identity, and there was something attached to my last name, and I did not feel ready to, even though I wasn't necessarily dropping it at the time, it felt like some sort of loss. Then ultimately where I am at now, where I don't feel like I lost anything or I lost a version of myself. I think I'm just growing into another, and that doesn't necessarily mean I'm leaving anything behind. But at the moment, I didn't know why, but I just felt really, I just didn't feel ready to do it. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say 80% of the reason why it's taking me this long is because it's a pain in the butt to change your name. I'm going to be so for real for you. But then the 20%, I kind of sat there and asked myself, like, wait, why does it feel weird for me right now? And now 2 years later, I am finally starting the process to actually change my last name.
She will now be Jess Dutra-Boy.
Exactly. So, look me up in the phone book.
So we were talking about this. And we were thinking, we're like, damn, that's a long time, though. That's a long time to wait to like actually go and change your name.
It is. It's been 2 years. That's a very long time.
And then, of course, like in our true radio brain, we were like, wait, is that a record? Like, is that a record of someone actually taking the time between marriage and name change? Because like, why would it take so long? And like for Jess, she admits it was just, there was some digesting she had to do, but like, what else would take so long? So like in our true radio fashion,
let's turn trauma into a competition.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
If you're new, that's what we do around here. All right. Let's try to set a record this morning. Jessica Dutra-Boy currently holds the record for longest time taken between marriage and name change.
Yeah.
For really 2 years and a month, I guess.
Yeah.
Two years, one month. 2 years, 1 month. Her reasoning just wasn't quite ready and / lazy.
/ social security number.
Is there anybody listening right now that took, that's a long time.
I know it is.
Even when Jess told us this, I was like, wait, that's a long time.
Now,
we don't want, what we're not going to accept in this competition is I never change my name because that's not a good enough story.
Which is totally fine, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. I also wasn't like forced to do this either.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
So like, you had to eventually have changed your name to be in this competition. But if you eventually did change your name, because also I want to know, like, what was the deciding factor?
Like,
finally, you, like, get off your ass to do it. If you want to be in the competition, you think you can take the record for longest time between marriage and name change. You can beat Jess. This is Melissa in Arbutus. Melissa, how long did it take you to go from marriage to name change?
So I got married October 2nd, 2015, but I didn't change my name until January 2019.
So 4 years.
4 years?
4 years-ish.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, because I feel less alone.
What took you so long? Why dragging your feet on that?
There was two things. One was it's a pain in the rear.
Yes, for real, okay. Y'all.
Second is that my daughters, we all had the same last name.
Mm.
So I felt weird about changing it, like they were so little.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband was like, what's the problem?
What's the deal? Yo, this husband would also be like, what's the deal? What's going on here? Are we doing this or are we not?
See, and I just think there needs to be a little more grace and understanding from the person who doesn't
have to lift a finger. You had 4 years.
Right.
Let's get down to that Social Security office. Let's get that thing updated. You got 4 years.
Well, the funny thing is when I went there, the lady at the Social Security office goes, I just want you to know that you can only change your name 7 times. And I was like,
Wait, is anyone
trying to do it for an eighth?
That means somebody had to have come in there an eighth time and get turned away. So that's good to know.
Okay.
That's good to know. Just there's somebody right now listening on their seventh time, so just heads up on that. So thank you for that heads up. I thought that may be a record. There's somebody actually a little bit ahead of you. Thank you for calling. Who is this, Jess?
This is Jessica on 4 in Stevensville.
Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
You can beat 4 years in between marriage and name change, and yours is what?
Minus 5.5 years.
Wow. Okay.
2 kids later.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. I really appreciate this.
What took you 5.5 years to change your name after you got married? What in the world?
It was like post-COVID, and they wanted me to mail in like all my like most important documents, which I did not want to do.
No, that's
scary. The instructions were so confusing.
They are, you guys. Then, they are. The instructions and the rules, and you have to do it in a specific order or you can't do it and you have to start all over.
Yes, and so it just felt like it was so overwhelming. And so I'm not going to lie. Like after that, I was like, yeah, I think I'll just like hold on. I also did love my last name. I wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
And
wait, can we ask what your maiden name was?
It's Irving.
Irving. And what is your married name?
Jackson.
Ew, yeah.
I mean, it's a different vibe.
Irving was better.
It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
That's a vibe you have to adjust to. That's fair.
There are literal gas stations named Irving. I was proud of that.
Yeah. You get attached. I'm telling you. Yeah. It's an identity journey that I don't think you're prepared for until
like
you
it
arrive.
As much.
It's
yeah.
true.
You had to give that one up. That sucks. That does suck.
And my husband said after 2 babies, because when you have a baby, they give the mother's last name to them.
Oh.
After 2 babies with not his last name. Technically in the hospital, he was like, hey girl, after the second day, we're going to the Social Security office and we're going.
Hey girl.
That's how you knew it was serious.
Wait, I didn't know that. I did not know that about the babies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey girl, listen, we gotta.
And then after the first baby, I was like, oops. And then the second baby, I said I would do it, and then I didn't. And then he was like, yeah.
He's like,
I'm escorting you. We're going together.
Yeah, he's like, get in the car.
Hey girl.
I'm driving to the Social Security office with you right now.
Yeah.
Not hey girl.
But everything's fine.
I mean, is it fine now?
Yeah,
are
she's
things
fine.
Good?
Okay. Miss Jackson is fine.
Yeah, everything's great now. And honestly, once you get over the hump after you get your escort to the Social Security office, it is a lot easier.
Escort!
Not escort.
But I truly.
Oh my God, this has been a great call.
The escort. It's nice.
I'm so happy you called today.
I appreciate
today.
You.
Okay, all right. I don't think anyone's going to be able to beat that. I think you're going to have the record for the heist. We're going to try. If anybody can beat, it took me more than 5.5 years. Now, again, if you never changed your name, don't call. But if it took you longer than 5.5 years to change your name legally, we need to know what took so long. Wait, who's this on 4?
This is Rachel in Churchville on 4.
Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Rachel, it took you how long to go from marriage to name change?
About 10 years.
What?
10 years.
What in the world took you 10 years?
Were
you just not sure? Did you want an exit plan just in case?
Of course not.
What happened?
We like to travel, and our passport, I had my married name for such a long time that I just haven't done it yet.
Okay, I just want to give her some understanding there, and I relate to that, because I will say the reason why I didn't do it, aside from like my internal feelings that like we got into on the Uncensored podcast, the reason why I didn't do it immediately was because of the honeymoon that we were going on after the wedding.
Yes, fine.
So I prolonged because I didn't want to go through the whole passport thing. So it's like if you're traveling a lot, like you're mentioning, Rachel, because that process is not just a couple weeks. That's a month. I mean, months long process.
30, 60 days. I got 90
So if y'all
days,
are, if y'all really, you know, but are traveling all over the place. I get it.
10 years? I mean, did your partner have a problem with this?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what, like what eventually were you like, all right, it's been a decade. Maybe it's time now.
My kids, basically. I have 2 kids that have my husband's last name still, and legally when I have to write my legal last name, I get tired of it. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Match.
They were going to college. It was time, I guess, you know, it was God, 10 years. 10 years is wild. Okay. As crazy as that sounds, it doesn't set the record. So feel good about that. Thank you
thank
for calling.
Thank you, Rachel.
She said, sure. Okay, good.
You can let him know. Yeah, go let him know.
She's like, we won't be in a fight about this tonight because luckily Michelle from Bel Air. Hang on. Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle comes in here, is all easy peasy too. Oh, hi. All confident. Michelle, we can find no one else in the state that can beat your record, just so you know. This is going to set the record right here. Michelle, okay. How long did it take you to go from marriage to name change?
14 years and 2 months.
14?
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, at that point, why? Yeah. Why did you change it?
There's no point.
Yeah, good point, right?
Most marriages don't last that long. I mean, you know, like what in the world?
What was the situation?
So it's very much like the last caller. My husband kept booking vacations. Mm. So like after we got married, right, he's like, okay, let's go to Disney. Mm-hmm. He books the trip and it's a pain in the butt.
It is, girl.
You know, change things and, you know, proving a name change on an airline ticket is a hassle.
Yeah, sure. You got to bring like your entire file cabinet with you wherever you go.
It's understandable. Right. One trip, I understand. Okay. But like, what keeps happening?
He kept booking trips. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I have, you know, no patience for this. So I'm just going to keep the name. But it started, like, you know, kind of getting annoying. You know, my last name's different than all my kids. I just had one that just graduated from high school.
From high school?
I was going to say.
I think it's time.
It's eventually. So that was it. The catalyst was your kid finally graduated from high school and you were like, enough is enough.
Yeah, a little bit.
Enough is
enough.
And
a break from vacations, clearly.
Wow.
A small break. I had a small window.
To get it done. And you're like, we should finally catch this up. Right, wait, did it bother your partner or no? Did he not care?
Sometimes. Like, our dogs are actually under my maiden name.
Your dogs? Your dogs. So wait, how did that play into account?
So we go to the vet and I would have to check them in.
Oh.
And they would ask your full name and they just call them, you know, dog and my maiden name, and then my husband would go to pick them up and like
we don't know you. Sorry to this man. We don't know who you are.
Stranger danger.
Oh no.
So it was time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor today to award the world record, at least right here in Maryland, your neighbor, Michelle in Bel Air, takes the record. Longest from marriage until name change goes 14 years. And that's, no one's going to be able to beat that.
Thank you
for
sharing. Michelle, I really appreciate you. Yeah.
Thanks for taking
Jeff,
that.
Don't feel bad, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.